Time now for StoryCorps. Today we remember the Reverend Farrell Duncombe, who died last week at 78. Duncombe grew up in the 1950s in Montgomery, Alabama, and became a teacher and a principal. He later became the pastor of the same church his father presided over. Duncombe recorded this StoryCorps interview in 2010.
After Sunday school, our group of guys would always go down to the grocery store. I would get an upper 10 drink and a po' boy. Well, I remember once I decided to take it back to church. And I started unraveling the po' boy. And you know, at that time they had cellophane paper. And it makes the loudest noise. And my mother looked from the choir stand that would take the wet out of water. And I pretended I didn't see her. My father was in the pulpit, and I had not noticed that he had stopped preaching. And next thing I know, he had come and he had me by my collar and took me right outside the church. And we didn't have air conditioning. The window was open, so you know everybody would be screaming and hollering out there. Of course, he went back and started preaching. But that taught me that I was being disrespectful, not only towards my father, but towards others, those who wanted to listen, those who wanted to learn. I gained a lot of food for growth because it was our privilege to have been taught by some outstanding people like Miss Rosa Parks, who was my Sunday school teacher. We always called her Miss Rosa Lee. Why we call her Miss Rosa Lee, I'll never know. But this is before the boycott. This is before the civil rights movement. This was just Miss Rosa Lee. And she called me Little Farrell. Later on, when I was principal at Lanier High School, and it so happened at the time that Mrs. Parks was coming back to commemorate the bus boycott, well, I really wanted her to come to my school. So I talked with her on the phone. She said, Farrell, is you? I said, yes, ma'am, Miss Rosa Lee. You a principal? I said, yes, ma'am. Of a school? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, Lord, I'm so happy because I didn't think you were going to be nothing. You know, it's strange to get called out by the mother of civil rights. But at any rate, she agreed to come to my school. And I still have a picture on my desk now of us. That was a highlight of my life to walk with her into that auditorium of Sidney Lanier High School, which was a traditional white school. And I, the principal, walk in with Rosa Parks on my arm. I went outside at one point because I had tears in my eyes as I reflected upon this lady and the significance of what she was doing. These are the people that nurtured me. These are the people who saw me when I was still Little Farrell. And now I'm their pastor. And to walk into the pulpit and to stand behind the desk where my daddy stood, it's an awesome feeling. So I'm just humble.
That was Reverend Farrell Duncombe. He died last week at the age of 78. His StoryCorps interview is archived at the Library of Congress.